everyone. Besides, I wouldn't like where you lot live now, with all them motor cars and all them things that you have. Frighten me.
Well, at least we don't hang little girls of 12.
No, you might have been home.
Who, me?
You never know. They might have hung you.
Well, I don't know, but anyway, we don't do it here now.
Sam, you said someone told you.
What?
Or someone brought you here. Someone told you you might be able to speak. Can you tell us who it was? Or what?
That was a doctor bloke.
Oh, yes.
Man. A doctor. Man.
Dr. Marshall.
Nice person. Very nice man he is. But,
yes, he is, isn't he?
He thought I should come and speak to you. I don't know why.
Well, because it's very interesting.
I feel as if I've known you for years and years and years. I feel quite at home here, because you don't mind me talking about things and about myself as I was, because I'm different now. But I think back to those days, and they were hard times, but at the same time, there was much about it that was good too.
That fella, lovely.
Lad, I've seen that fella, the lad, somewhere before. I'm sure of it. I swear I would.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Do you sing?
No. Not very well.
I'd love to have a brimmer with you, boy.
Wouldn't mind having a brimmer with you.
What?
He means a pint of ale.
I think we get on very well.
I'll come and see you again, if I may.
Yes, please.
You're
welcome.
I suppose it's coming back to us and coming here makes me think back to those old days, you know. But I'll probably try and forget them and come back as I am, not as I was, yes. But as regards the money. I don't know now where it is. If I wanted to, perhaps it's as well. Could you get me down on your side for a long time? I couldn't get away because my mind was there. But I forgot all about it until I come here tonight. And it reminds me it's not far from this place, I suppose.
Well, it won't do you any good now, Sam.
I wouldn't take your bag. I'm only just playing with you. I'm toying with you.
Right, have fun.
All very nice people. And gentry and that. That wouldn't do nothing wrong with you lot. What's he? Good job you're not in my day.
Perhaps some of us were.
It's possible they might adopt him in the pond.
Which one?
The farm pond that used to be here. Near the hill. The Notting, as you calls it.
Did you ever see that happen, Sam?
Once.
Did you?
But they didn't drown him.
No.
Just tried to shake him up.
That must have been frightening, then.
No. He used to giggle at that, laugh at that.
It's ducking stool.
Some places they've changed all the laws. Poor old Ned. You don't sing.
No, I don't. Not very well.
What would you like us to sing? Do you know, is there anything you know about Mr. Gay? That's the only person I know of that generally.
Well,
thoughts?
Happy. Happy.
What's the pity of that time, Richard?
Cherry ripe.
Yeah, cherry ripe was later than that, I think, was it? Will you buy a whiskey? It's really lovely.
Sounds just genuine, period.
Sam, did you see the actress when she played Macheath?
Actress?
An actress played it once.
Let me think. I'd like to answer if I can. I saw a lot of them, of course, in my day there now. I saw, what was it now? Mrs. Bracegirdle, was it? No, I'm kidding. I can't remember, because I used to haunt the theatre after I was dead, too. I used to enjoy that. I used to sometimes go and stand behind two of them, and I used to blow on them. And the one would say, "It's a draft." What's that breeze? I was trying to sing now. Can't remember. I remember. I saw it several times. Different times. I saw it at the Fields, I think. I think it was at the Fields.
Did they have a theatre there then?
There was a cockpit. I used to go there a couple of times. They used to have a fight. I didn't think much of that though.
No.
And coffee houses.
There we are undoing.
Down McLean. That was the place. Down McLean.
Whereabouts was that?
We used to call it McLean.
That was in the city, was it?
A little far from Bow Street. There wasn't one or two nice places down there. There was right on top of the courts. They didn't know what was going on outside. I must go. Well, I wish you all the best, as you say. And a happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And don't crack too many eggs. I'll get a bed. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Thank you for coming.
Come back.
I will, but I'll come back different, I hope.
Yes.
Not dwell on the past much.
But it's interesting to us, then. As long as it doesn't hold you down.
Things can hold me down, not even an older.
Well, God bless you, Sam.
Same to you.
Thank
you. Brother Dobson.
It's off to you.
Careful. Sorry. What did you say? What? No, it is sad. No, it isn't. Some kind of duck singing. It's good, man. Yeah. I've just come to tell you that we shall have to be leaving now, but we thought it would be of some interest to let our friend through his case that we have to some extent taken a very special interest in, who was very earthbound for a considerable number of years. I don't think he realised how long, but now of course he's very much more progressed and is no longer haunting, if I can put it like that, the material world. But probably for roughly 100 odd years or more, he was earthbound, very much in this vicinity, as a matter of fact. But now, of course, he's perfectly right, and returning, coming back, taking on something of the old personality. But I'm hoping that he may come again some future time and speak to you on other matters of interest, much more interesting than referring to material past conditions.
It was interesting, Doctor, because it was evidential.
Just lately, because, well, it hasn't been too easy. I mean, Phil Marlon and the medium needed help and treatment, and not only the medium, actually, several of you here, I think, have needed healing, and we concentrated a great deal on that. But we do our best as best we can under the given circumstances and condition. Anyway, we wish you a very joyous, pleasant, happy Easter.
And
look forward to seeing you again next week.
Yes.
All our love and blessings, and may God be with you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And take care of yourselves and enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you. And I'm sure everything's going to work out all right for everyone. Bye bye.
Good night.